A new survey by the sexual health charity Brook has revealed that teenagers in England want more say in the content of sex education lessons in school. The poll of over 2,000 14 to 18-year-olds found that 78% did not have the chance to influence the content of these lessons, but 72% thought that they should. One in five rated sex and relationships education as poor, and more than half said relationships and emotions were not discussed enough. I spoke to students at the University of Kent to get a sense of their experiences of sex education in school.
I've only had like one or two classes, and it was just like the basics of like, should I go into detail? About like just condoms, contraceptives, and just always being safe.
My sex education stopped like at 12, I think. We had it all, and we did the whole putting condoms on bananas, and we watched a few videos of people giving birth for some reason.
I found it was just quite biologically based, really. That's all I can remember about it, just the biological sort of facts. There wasn't anything like emotional or social.
That's the thing,
about
no
it.
Support about what to do if something goes wrong in sexual education, or when they concentrate on just the sex side of it, what puts sort of pressure on you, I suppose.
Jules Hillier, the Deputy Chief Executive of Brook, says that young people in Britain deserve honest, useful information about sex and relationships, but standards vary so widely that all too often young people miss out on the information they need to stay safe, healthy and happy. A spokesperson for the Department of Education has said that they will carry out a wide internal review of the personal, social, health and economic curriculum.